You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68 Hot Yellow Woods with Ando Sartaka. At spring, we are changing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as we cover a very difficult topic, and it's epidermolysis bullosa. We're talking about EB, and we're talking about the effect it had on one young man, Nikki Zahorchak, and I have his mom, Sylvia Corden, on the show with me right now. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Sylvia.
Thank you for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
The first thing I want to do is offer my condolences in the loss of Nikki and bravery in the battle. You know, you saw firsthand how Nikki battled this, and it's not something that we would wish anyone to have to go through.
No, it was really quite horrible, especially as he got older. This is a degenerative condition, so you get old, it gets worse with age. The condition itself doesn't get worse because he's just missing the collagen. You know, his body wasn't making the collagen type 7 that binds the layers of the skin together. So the condition didn't get worse. It was just always that, you know. But as the years went on, the damage that it would occur would get worse and worse. You know, all of a sudden things, maybe in the beginning something would take a week to heal, and then it would take 2 weeks, and then it would take a month, and then it pretty soon you'll have wounds that just never heal, or that maybe one area would heal, but then the other area of the wound got worse. It was just a losing battle. No matter what I did, I mean, there would be times where we'd be finding something that works, it would work for a while, and then it no longer work. It was really, and being as rare as it was, made it even worse because nobody really knew what to suggest, what to do. We tried everything. We tried everything I could possibly think of.
And what we're saying, Sylvia, with epidermolysis bullosa, or EB, there is no cure. So you can look for relief. You can look for ways that might be able to stave off some of the injuries that occur, maybe the healing process, but you're not going to heal this rare disease at this point.
No, there's no cure. They're working on it. There are some things that help some patients, because we have to remember that epidermolysis bullosa is just a umbrella word. And so there's many different kinds of EB, and Nikki had the one where it's called recessive dystrophic, what he had. And even patients with recessive dystrophic vary from one patient to the other, because there's many different genes involved in causing the condition. And so not only it's rare, Nikki, I've only found one other patient that had the same exact mutation that Nikki had, and so just one other person in Europe, you know, that had the same thing.
Yes.
I mean, that's how rare it was. And with recessive dystrophic, the reason why it varies is because some patients may make some collagen, you know, maybe just a little bit, you know. And what makes it worse is that Nikki didn't make any at all. And so there was no giving it to him. You know, they tried to introduce it. Some of the trials that we were part of, we tried to introduce the collagen into his body, into his skin grafts and stuff, and the body just rejected it because it didn't recognize it as something that was part of the body. And so that was just really disheartening, because it did help quite a bit. Several patients that are a little less, that at least made some collagen, you know, but it didn't work on Nikki. And, you know, after he passed, I got a plaque in Nikki's honor. That was a copy of Nikki's slide, was in Nikki's honor in the company that was making the skin graft, because of his help, they were able to change it and modify it and make it better for other patients. So
that's wonderful.
Brings me comfort to know that.
Exactly. So. I have one friend, her name's Abby, and she lives in Winfield, Alabama, and she lives with EB, and she has to have her arms and legs wrapped very similarly to what Nikki had to do. And I've tried to explain, Sylvia, to people, because you realize that there are a lot of people who have no idea what EB is, no matter what type they have. They just don't know about EB at all.
They don't know about EB at all. Exactly. So recessive dystrophic, when we say that the collagen types, they don't make collagen type 7 or not enough collagen type 7, it means that usually behind a wound that doesn't know how to heal. And when it does heal, it needs moisture to heal. And so that's why a lot of recessive dystrophic patients are bandaged to give that moisture to the wound to prevent new wounds from happening. Nikki would just blister and just the skin would peel off, or just you barely touch him, you know, and that's why he was bandaged. There are other forms of EB that are a lot less severe. As a matter of fact, I mean, when you're looking at epidermolysis bullosa, More than 70, maybe 75% of people with EB have the milder form, the simplex, which is still sucks. Let's put it plainly, it sucks, you know, because you still get wounds, but it's considered a non-lethal. It's considered, the wounds heal a lot faster. It's not more superficial, you know, still sucks. Let's get that clear. But You know, unfortunately, Nikki's not with us. And that's the problem with recessive dystrophic, is that not degenerative, gets worse, and there's only one final thing that happens. And that's why we need a cure. That's why we need a cure.
And Sylvia, you have two pages that I've been following. One is Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey.
Yes.
And then the other is Nikki Zahorchak memorial page that you have been able to dedicate to Nikki. How is it that you've been spreading awareness? What is it you've been doing to bring awareness to EB and to help these families?
Yeah, I mean, I started when Nikki was a baby. Nobody knew anything about the condition. And so I couldn't find another parent with the same condition. We have to, this is way before Facebook, way before the internet was just as spread out as it is right now. Nikki was born in 1996. And so I remember one day my ex-husband, Nikki's dad, brought home a copy of Microsoft Front Page to make a website. So I figured, well, let me make a web page. And I called it EB, Nikki's EB Info World. And so that's where it started. I mean, I have the EB Info World website right now and the Facebook page and everything. And I mean, I have to admit, after Nikki passed, I just kind of, I had a hard time even mentioning the word EB.
Yes.
But it's been now almost 9 months. So it's kind of hard because I knew it was going to happen eventually. But just, I can't get the last week of his life out of my mind. It was just so awful. But anyway, going back, so I started with EB Info World, and then we had a support group, and then we had, you know, a Facebook page, and it's just a way for people to help to find another parent with the same thing. And by doing EB Info World, I was able to find other moms spread around the world. I mean, I've talked to moms in Holland. One of my friends lives in Holland, and then another one in Ireland, and then another one in China. Like, you name the country, I've talked to somebody that lives there, because it's so rare. You can't just go down the street and find another one. You know, there's not even one in this area that has what Nikki had. So you have to rely on the internet, and thank God for the internet, because we were able to share ways to help, you know, these kids. And you know, I think still my biggest challenge was to get bandages, you know, paid by the insurance. That was really my biggest fight. And that's what I wrote about in my book, Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey.
And Sylvia, and, as you think about Nikki's journey and you think about what he battled, was there moments where he encouraged you to keep spreading information, to keep bringing awareness to EB to help other families?
Well, you know, anytime I asked him, do you think you want to do a little video? He was really, really happy to do it. You know, it was really a joint effort. He would always, and he would tell me, no, I don't want to do this. You know, I never did anything that he didn't want me to do. As a matter of fact, before I published the book, I read the whole thing to him. I would read a chapter for him every day before bandages. And I'm like, what do you think? And he just was just in awe of everything. And he goes, well, every now and again, he would say, Mom, I'm so happy I don't remember that. So, yeah, he was definitely part of the whole thing. Definitely in it, and even more than I thought, you know, initially, because then I had so many people after he passed reach out to me, and that meant the world to me. It really did.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Sylvia Corden. She is a mother to Nikki Zahorchak, and she is the author of Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey, Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey, and also does the Nikki Zahorchak memorial page, which the Mark White Show follows. And we want to have this conversation on the other side. Sylvia, if you will, stick with me, and then we'll
Sure.
Continue it, and listeners can stick with us about what they can do to make a difference when it comes to EB, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you will stick with us as we continue to talk about epidermolysis bullosa. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin. $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with 3 or more children, and kids 2 and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. Right now I'm talking to Sylvia Corden, and we are talking about her son Nikki Zahorchak and his battle with EB, epidermolysis bullosa. It is something that's a rare disease. It falls under the rare disease category. There is no cure currently. Sylvia has shared with us that they are working on that, and we hope that the research is there to help a cure for other families. I'm sorry that it didn't make it to Nikki. And I know that you did the best you could, Sylvia, to take care of your son and to make sure that he had as much of a quality of life as possible.
I did. I tried really hard to keep him as healthy as possible until a cure came, you know. It didn't come, but he was able to partake in a couple of clinical trials. And by doing that, he helped other patients. And there's still a lot of research going on from the EBMRF, that's the Epidermolysis Bullosa Medical Research Foundation, and the EBRP, the EB Research Partnership. They have done a lot of fundraisers. They're constantly raising money. They are doing a lot, but it's not only here. There's a lot of different places in England, in Europe, that are working on a cure as well. I always felt that CRISPR technology would definitely cure EB. I'm not sure if you heard of it. It's basically where you virtually, I don't know how, cut off the piece of DNA that is incorrect and splice in a correct piece of DNA. And it's coming, it's probably a good 10 years away, at least. But once that happens, a lot of genetic disorders will be cured. But they have to be genetic disorders, something that's wrong. It's not an autoimmune disorders or anything like that. It has to be a genetic disorder. And EB is definitely a genetic disorder. So there's definitely hope that this will be cured within the next 10 to 20 years. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Nikki didn't make it, though.
And speaking of Nikki's quality of life, I know I see pictures of him smiling. That in spite of what we look at and see his physical battle, he was a very strong individual that brought joy to your life for sure, because you are missing him in a way that few can understand.
Yeah, I mean, he was part of me like a leg. You know, he was 25 years old and I took care of his wounds. We never had a nurse. We never had anybody else. I mean, the only other person that ever took care of him, was able to take care of him, was his dad. He was always very positive. We spent a lot of time going to different, you know, we used to go to Stanford a lot because of the clinical trials. We used to really, he was part of me, you know, and I knew he was going to pass away at some point. The illness cure was found. I lost a baby before. I had a baby that was stillborn at full term. And so this grief losing Nikki is very, very different from losing Alex. And I can't even tell you why I feel so differently. Maybe it has to do with the fact that losing Alex was such a shock, because here I was 9 months pregnant. He was due on a Sunday, and on a Monday morning, I called the doctor saying, why wasn't the baby moving, you know, kind of thing. So I was 9 months along when I lost him. It was such a shock to my system that I cried unconsolably every day for months after that happened. With Nikki, it was a completely different thing. I think it's because I had him for 25 years. I have 25 years of memories. I knew this was going to happen. This was not a shock. But yet, I miss him. I don't miss what I imagine a person would be when you have a miscarriage. I also had a miscarriage, so I know what that feels like. You know, I don't miss what my imagination thinks those children would have been. I miss an actual smile. I miss an actual laugh. His laugh was just beyond. I mean, so I don't cry unconsolably every day like I did with Alex, but at the same time, it's something that I feel like part of me is missing. I don't know. It's hard to explain, really.
And always will be, Sylvia. There'll always be a piece of you missing.
Piece of me missing. And it's like I surround myself with pictures of him everywhere to trick my mind into thinking he's still here somewhere. You know, and that really helps me a lot. I know his dad doesn't want to, he can't even look at a photo. He gets too upset about it. And I want to see that photo. I have it right in front of me. I have it in my office. I have a collage of photos of him with all the celebrities that he met and all the different fundraisers, you know, him with Brad Pitt and him with, you know, Kaley Cuoco. I mean, it really puts a smile on my face knowing so many people cared about him, you know. That really helps me on a daily, day-to-day basis. So,
and thinking about the families that you now support, that you now help navigate this EB journey, does that help to give you some relief or give you some sense of purpose in knowing that Nikki's journey wasn't for nothing, that there was a purpose behind it to help other families who are battling this?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I can't. I know there's another EB mom who lost her EB child, who was Nikki's friend a month before Nikki. And she was able to go to the conference and everything. And I'm still to the point where, okay, I'll share your photos and I'll share my feelings, but I'm not ready yet to be with other parents. I think I'm going to get there. Next year, I want to go to the camp where he used to go, where Nikki used to go, Camp Wonder. And so they'll do a little memorial for him, like they do for every camper that passes. And at that point, I'll be with other parents of the other children. And I think at that point, I'll be healed enough to be able to see things in a better perspective. Because right now, it's still kind of surreal. My life is surreal right now. So.
And Sylvia, I think this is a good time for people who are listening that have gone through tragedy, trauma, struggles, to let them know that they recover in their own time, that there is no timetable for recovering.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no time frame. I know that, when I lost Alex, it was really, really hard. I think a lot of people dismiss, miscarriages, late pregnancy losses as well, stillbirth, because nobody saw the child, and so they don't, they can't imagine really what that feels like. But in a way, because it was a shocking death, it really changes you. It really changes you in ways you can't even imagine. It really made me a more compassionate person, a more empathetic person. A month after Alex was stillborn, that's where the Oklahoma City bombing happened. And I remember sitting there watching TV, watching this, and I was just a mess looking at all these children that died. It gives you a sense of just empathy for other human beings that really, unless you've been there, I don't think you could just get there. Unless you've had some trauma in your life.
Yes.
You can't really explain it. It's just something that happens. Even after 9/11, I remember sitting there on the couch looking and watching the TV, and I was a mess. I couldn't stop crying, and I don't even know anybody that was there, But just the thought that other people now will feel the same way I felt. But, I dusted myself off. I gave myself 2 months to recuperate after Nikki died. Then I started looking for a job. And I told myself, I want a job of something that I like to do. And so actually I got a job best I wanted to do. So that really helps a lot to have something to concentrate on Monday through Friday. And then be home for the rest of the week with the cats and, in the evenings and weekend with the cats and with my other son who really misses Nikki greatly.
And Sylvia, we have some compassionate and empathetic listeners, and I want you to be able to share with them how you want to connect and connect them to Nikki's page as well as your book, Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, I'm on Facebook. The book is on Amazon, Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey. I have other books on there as well that I wrote about losing Alex. So I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, EB Mom. I'm EB Mom everywhere. I'm on EB Mom on Instagram, EB Mom everywhere. Of course, EBInfoWorld.com. And for EB research, there's the EBMRF.org, EBRP.org. But EB InfoWorld has all the links for all of those. So I definitely send everybody there because they're the ones who put up all these fundraisers who really make a difference and also in people's lives as well. Nikki's last year of life, Deborah.org, is the EB organization that helps EB families. It's another great organization. They were able to send me bandages because the insurance refused to send us any more bandages. And so I was able to get my bandages from them. And so after Nikki passed, I sent them everything that I had left over so that they could donate it to another EB family in need. So Deborah.org is their address. Yeah, and let me see, I'm trying to think. Nikki's the Horchuk Memorial page. I mean, the handle for it on Facebook is Nikki Living with EB. So, of course, he's no longer living with EB, but I changed the title to Memorial page, and I post about Nikki every day.
Yes.
I post a new picture on that, and it's usually something that warms my heart that helps me on my grieving journey. So,
we're certainly glad that you're willing to share, Sylvia, and I hope that listeners who have heard Nikki's story today, heard about epidermolysis bullosa, will look into it and go to ebinfoworld.com, look up deborah.org, and be a part of this journey, because Nikki's journey has not ended. There are lessons to be learned. There are people who are going to be helped because of Nikki's journey, and today's show is dedicated to your son, Nikki.
Yep. And his whole story is in the book, Butterfly Child, The Mother's Journey, up until he's 18. I will, at some point when I'm stronger, continue the journey and write the end from the point he was 18 until 25 when he passed. And see if I can help some other EB moms, because I know Butterfly Child really helped several moms, EB moms, and that really, if I can just help one person in this journey, that's my job is done. So,
absolutely. Sylvia Corden, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show again today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.